Welcome to News Bucket 27. I'm Chet Fucker. A verdict is in the good-looking baby killer case, a trial which captivated millions of fat, useless housewives, and the verdict is not guilty. Hundreds of people with no lives were outside the courthouse, skipping work to weep indignantly in front of cameras. As the phony outrage grew louder outside, I scored an exclusive interview with the jury's foreman, an unassuming inventor from Kentucky named Colonel Jebediah Tiberius Bartholomew Parker XIV, who I spoke with on the phone just a short time ago.
Let's see what we got here. It's ringing.
Hello?
Mr. Parker?
How?
This is Chet Fucker of News Bucket 27.
Hello, Mr. Fucker. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Colonel. Colonel, it's been a heck of a day for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting plenty of death threats. But that don't stop me from sending some death threats of my own. I'm looking at you, Vice President Joe Biden.
Colonel Parker, if we could just change the subject. I know a lot of our viewers are wondering why you let the good-looking baby killer off. Would you like to explain your jury's actions?
Well, I understand, but let me tell you, let me ask you a rhetorical question, which I invented.
Really? You invented rhetorical questions? That sounds like bullshit.
Oh, kiss my ass, it's true! Anyway, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a good-looking person make a mistake?
Never.
Exactly! Yee-hoo! Look, the good-looking baby killer wouldn't be good-looking in a lot of other states. She's more of a 5. But in Florida, that means she's an 8.
Of course. Now it makes sense.
When do I not make sense?
Well, Colonel Parker, I believe earlier you did threaten the vice president.
Quit holding me accountable for things that I say! Now do me a favor and hit my theme music.
You know, somebody did mention to scrounge up your theme music. I thought they were joking, but do we have that? Do we have that? Can we go to that?
Well, hello, whoa, 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 what's your name? My name's Colonel Parker. And while I was sitting there on jury duty, one thing kept coming back to me. The word duty is kind of funny. And that's my weak premise for my new product, Colonel Parker's Jury Duty Toilet Paper. I stole some toilet paper, I put a sticker on it, and now I'm charging you $10 for a funny pun. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Parker. More breaking news coming just as soon as we make it up. Greetings, lonely people. Your friend Jess Perry here with another installment of Jesse is Terrific. Please check out my website, jesseperry.com. Add me on Twitter at Jesse is Terrific. But most importantly, kick back and enjoy while I act stupid for, 5 more minutes. Enjoy!
We every time. I wonder if there's a beer in the fridge. Ooh.
Jesse Perry facts. Some facts about me, Jesse Perry. All right, here we are, and a little bit quieter than usual here on the show. I know lots of times I can be rather distant. It's fairly impersonal, but here's a little time where we can just talk about me and give you some facts so you know where I'm coming from. Because you care. I have to confess, Jesse Perry is not my real name. My real name is Led Zeppelin Dupree. And if that last name sounds familiar, it's because my dad is, of course, Jesse James Dupree, who is the chainsaw guy in Jackal. As a result, I was born with herpes. And I'm still a virgin. That's the main fact right there. I know I'm forgetting something. I'm sorry to waste your time. There's something. I don't know. Anyway, you know, this is the first one, so. But hopefully, as time goes on, maybe you'll like it. Oh, I killed a guy! This has been Jesse Perry Facts. Alrighty, we are slowly winding down here. I just want to say, recently, Wildman Fisher died a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. The point is, I'm bad with time, and he passed away. I played him on my old podcast, and I don't think people liked it, but I want to play it again. He was a crazy yet catchy man, and he will be missed. And Mark, you can just probably go ahead and turn the podcast off now. See you later, everybody.
I'll take my monkeys, you'll take your donkeys, we'll have a race right now. I'll bet my monkeys against your donkeys, the batter will win right now. Ow! Bow, 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 bow. Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys now. Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? It's a quite a race right now. Ow! Bow, 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 bow. Doon, 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 boo, boo. Can't you see they're going around the turn now? Doon, 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 doon. Oh, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys now. Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? The race is over now. Ow! Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. A monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys. Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys. Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys.
Jesse is terrific.